2 times 3 equals 5.
Giving our children a quality education, it's the most important thing we can do for the next generation. What happens if we fail to give these children what they deserve? Lately, we've been hearing about underperforming school districts in the news, like the latest case involving 2 Houston area school districts. Both districts were given warnings from the Texas Education Agency. The schools were given 1 year to make academic and financial changes or their doors would be closed. See, the Texas Education Agency gives schools accountability ratings based on standardized test scores, like the newest test to be introduced, the STAR exam. Ratings range from unacceptable, academically acceptable, recognized, and exemplary. Anything less than acceptable results in a warning. If the school doesn't make the necessary adjustments, a number of things can happen, from busing students to higher performing schools, bringing in new staff, to in severe cases, closing the school. You're probably wondering, where does Abilene ISD stand? I spoke about Abilene ISD's standing with school board member Charlie Wolf. He says the school is currently ranked as academically acceptable.
I think we're doing a whole lot of things right, but I think we're also got some rooms for improvement.
It's important to understand that a district's performance is directly related to the student's performance. Abilene ISD knows this and takes this into consideration when implementing new programs.
They have a better idea of what resources they have available to them to address each individual student's needs and shortcomings.
The schools also take into consideration the fact that the student's performance is affected by a variety of home life factors, such as their economic status.
Your lower income students have additional issues that you have to deal with. You know, they come to school, they could be coming to school hungry, they could be coming to school with other things weighing on their minds, and I think Abilene is working effectively in that regard, and with 60% of Abilene's kids in that category, you know, that's a major issue in AISD, and I think AISD is addressing that.
So is the AISD efforts working? The proof is in the numbers.
Our completion rates in the last 2 years in all of our categories, in one of the categories that the state ranks you in, is in this economic disadvantaged group.
So what exactly are Abilene schools doing to keep the rates high? Well, Wolf says it isn't just one thing, but a mixture of programs and efforts to help each student. He says the schools will do pretty much anything to help students get the most out of their education.
It's the principal saying, hey, if your mom or dad is interested in your education and they work during the day and they can't meet me during school hours, give me a call and I'll come up here at 9 o'clock at night and meet with them.
For some students, every day can be a struggle at school. Wolf spoke about an unusual incident in 2010 where Abilene ISD was rated academically unacceptable.
The district had one of its categories on completion rate fall below 75%, and as a result, you know, it caused the entire district to be judged, you know, in that unacceptable category. And since then, all of our completion rates are in the 90s.
But that was then. As of now, Abilene ISD has raised their rates and are now considered acceptable. Wolf said the district used 2010 as a learning experience, and the schools strive every day for excellence.
We're fine-tuning it and just doing them a little bit better now. Fewer kids are falling through the cracks.
Here in Abilene, we're fortunate enough for every student to have a fair opportunity to a quality education. For KACU News, I'm Megan Freeman.